Welcome to another special provincial election edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to have with us via Zoom today, NDP Ontario candidate for the riding of Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands and Rideau Lakes, Christopher Wilson. May I call you Chris?
Yeah, Chris is preferred. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much for doing this and welcome to Lake 88.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited to get into politics and I'm very excited to talk to you and hopefully spread my message to your listeners.
Great. Well, we're going to give you the opportunity to do that exactly now. But before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris. Who are you? Where are you from? How long have you been in the riding?
Yeah, definitely. I'm from Ottawa. I grew up born and raised in Kanata, suburbs of Ottawa. 10 years ago, my wife and I got very sick. We had many symptoms, neurological, physical symptoms. And it turned out that I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And my wife was diagnosed with MS. So we were two young millennials just starting out in our careers. And we were facing a reality of never being able to work again for a living. So we thought to ourselves, what does life look like for two young people not being able to work again? And we were in a very small house in Kanata with no backyard, no room for growing vegetables, things like that. And we wanted to really reduce our expenses and grow our own fruits and vegetables, have a little bit more of a sustainable lifestyle. So we decided to look into the outskirts of Ottawa, into the country for some property. We viewed a property in Kempville, which was fantastic, put in an offer and moved out there about 3 years ago. Just south of Kempville on Bedell Road, we have a 15 acre hobby farm, bought a bungalow because my wife was having difficulty with the stairs at the time in our old house. And we started to live a more natural lifestyle. And throughout that process and you know, doing some research on my illness, I was able to make a full recovery, get back to work. And yeah, I'm just eager to make a difference in the community. When I was really sick, I was having a hard time advocating for my own treatment in the healthcare system. And I told myself if I ever got better from the illness that I would get to work using my skills of negotiation, influence. I'm very much a people person, so I wanted to use my skills for good work. And I thought politics would be a great opportunity for me to make a difference.
That's awesome. No, I was just going to say, I was going to ask you why you're running, and you've given quite the answer there for sure. I'll give you an opportunity to elaborate on that in a second. But first, I just wanted to say thank you for running. You know, there's so many people who will sit back and watch how things happen and unfold around them and say this should happen or this should happen and this should happen. But very few actually throw their hat into the ring. So before we continue, Chris, thank you very much for running and putting your name forward.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it very much.
Maybe you can tell us, elaborate a little bit on why you're running, because I'm sure as you had that initial catalyst to make your decision, as you've sort of started to explore the option of running, that you found there were some other things that made a little bit more sense to you and gave you more reason to run.
Yeah, definitely. You're 100% correct. Originally, it was to be the voice of vulnerable people who were having a hard time advocating for themselves, whether they didn't have the energy or the, you know, the brain power at the time to do it. And then as I got more involved in the world of, you know, public life, I realized that more and more people are out there are struggling. And, you know, it's not just vulnerable people that are having a hard time these days with the cost of living skyrocketing, housing costs skyrocketing, COVID shutting down a lot of our small businesses. And, you know, it's the average person now that needs some advocacy and a strong voice as leader of their community in order to get things done and help bring life back to something that's more recognizable for the people of Ontario.
Tell us what the most important issue facing residents in the riding is right now.
Great question. If I had to narrow it down just to one specific issue, it would be housing costs. But I think also our healthcare system is crumbling before our eyes. So more and more as time goes on and the lack of investment in our healthcare system, I believe that healthcare, specifically mental healthcare, is starting to become, you know, it's hard to say which one's more important. Of course, not having appropriate housing and not being able to afford a cost of living is going to lead to more mental illness down the road. But my experience with healthcare, and I'm an insurance guy, I know, you know, statistics when it comes to health and wellness, almost everybody in their lifetime is going to need our healthcare system. They're going to need to depend on nurses and doctors to be there when they need them, when they get sick. It's all but a eventuality that everybody's going to need it eventually. And I think it's super important that we invest more into healthcare, mental health care, and fix the cost of living.
The cost of living affordability is obviously a big one. You identified it when it comes to housing, and perhaps you can address that in the next section here. I'd like you to take a couple of items from the NDP platform. We've heard about it already, and just want to take note that we're recording this at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the costing of the platform for your party is going to be coming out today. I do believe an NDP candidate in Waterloo will be making that announcement on behalf of Andrea Horvath, who's getting set for tonight's leadership debate. So I just want to, you know, full disclosure, let people know that you, I don't know if you have an advanced copy or whatnot, but that has not been made public as far as the costing goes. So let's get into it a little bit more and ask you to take two items from the platform that that we certainly know of, bring them down to the local level for us. Tell us how those particular provincial-wide initiatives will help the people in Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, Rideau Lakes.
Yeah, perfect. I do not have an advanced copy of the costed budget, just so you know. I haven't been able to receive one of those. But two items with regards to housing that I'd like to address. Number one, most important, is stricter rent controls. So preventing landlords from being able to increase rents significantly in between tenants would make investing in real estate by large corporate deep pocket investors less attractive. The dollars and cents need to make sense for these investors in order to pull the trigger and buy properties at increased values. And if we can limit the rent, if we can provide strict rent controls and end rent evictions, that'll go a long way to reducing the cost of housing for everybody. And beyond the rent controls, the other one that I'd like to highlight is ending the exclusionary zoning practices for what's called the missing middle housing model. So right now for developers, it's really easy to build single family homes on large lots, whether it's a half acre or an acre. These single family homes are getting built. It's causing a suburban sprawl. That'll eventually work its way to Leeds Granville if we aren't careful. They're also able to build high rise apartment buildings in the city centers. What's missing is the construction of duplexes, triplexes, and low rise apartment buildings in our communities. It makes our communities more walkable. You can have commercial units at the bottom and residential units above. People can live and work in the same area. It provides more sustainability for our communities, and it's just a better way going forward to stop our reliance on vehicles to get around.
What do you see as far as help right now goes to affordability overall? When we're talking about affordability, of course, we're talking about housing. Obviously, the price of gas has been there right now as well. It's been it's certainly in the news. $2 a liter is a lot for everybody. And then food, of course. I mean, that could be in part a trickle down effect. from the price of transportation and so on. But there's a lot that people are looking for relief right now. So how do you see the NDP and yourself really helping people should you be elected?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some things the NDPs are working on is increasing the minimum wage for the lowest income earners to $20. What that'll do is provide some relief for our lowest earners. It'll also spur more economic activity for our small business owners, giving the lower income earners more dollars on their paychecks will allow them to spend more in the stores and restaurants and things like that, which will provide more economic activity for the economy locally. Another thing the NDPs are big on is ending price gouging from large corporations. So I know Doug Ford promised that any corporations that use the pandemic as a reason to increase their prices would face punishment, but that's simply not happened. So I'm wondering why that didn't happen. We see it across the board, large corporations, especially oil and gas corporations, posting record profits. Shell just this year, the first quarter of the year, posted a $9 billion profit for 3 months. And we need to end things like that and make prices more reasonable and more in line with the actual cost of doing business for these businesses.
Yeah, and that's one of the big ones, because when you talk about raising the minimum wage to $20, it gives another reason for companies and corporations, some of them, not all of them, to raise prices.
Yeah, and I mean, that's definitely one of the big pushbacks. But that's the thing is these companies are making record profits. So companies have the ability to raise and lower prices whenever they want for whatever reason they want. And it's up to us as the people of the riding to push back and say, no, the prices are too high. The profits are too high. And we need to elect leaders who are going to be the voice of the people to push back on these corporations and let them know that profiting while the general public is hurting in the way they are is not right ethically and morally, and it's not sustainable for the economy.
Two more things that we'd like to know before we let you go here, Chris. What would make you the best choice for MPP in your riding?
I think I'm the best choice because I have a proven track record of success during very difficult times. I've never once sacrificed my values or my ethics or my integrity during these times. And not only that, but I've faced me and my wife has faced some very, very, very dark times throughout the past 10 or 15 years. I've never once let it affect my positive, optimistic outlook on life. I'm continuing every day to work towards solutions and get better. I'm very, very, very sharp, and I'm ready to get to work for the people of Leeds Granville, solving our issues and moving our riding forward during this difficult time that we have ahead.
I'm going to give you the last word and just ask you what you would like to leave our listeners with.
Yeah, thanks so much. I wanted to thank everybody for listening. I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do the interview. I just want everybody to know that I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular person who's got a lot of skills, a lot of competencies, and a lot of talent for working hard and doing whatever it takes to accomplish my goals and get things done. Right now, my goal is to make life better for the people of Leeds Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes. And again, I'm extremely competent, I'm extremely hardworking, and I'm ready to get to work to make it happen.
Chris, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy campaign to join us today here on In Focus. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks so much, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Our guest today on In Focus, Christopher Wilson, also known as Chris. He is the NDP Ontario candidate for the riding of Leeds Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.